everybody. Welcome to a new episode of Bad Advice. You are listening to Skid Row Studios here in lovely downtown Los Angeles. We are here every Saturday from 2 to 3. Make sure you like Bad Advice on Facebook, and you can also be involved by following us on Twitter. Our hashtag there is Drew's Bad Advice. If you want to call and be part of the show, the number here, 800-893-9562. You can also subscribe to Bad Advice free at the iTunes store. I am your host, Drew Marks. As I say, we are here every week. I want to welcome you to the show. If you're new to Bad Advice, we're here to help. Well, not so much help, but we're here to talk to you. So if you have questions on any subject at all, we're here to give you some bad advice. As I am every week, I'm joined by a panel of very funny people across from me. Good friend, Mr. Ken August.
Happy to be here.
Nice to have you.
One thing about Ken, which is always disturbing right before a show starts, is he told me he's afraid he may puke.
Yeah, he's feeling a little sick. Somebody was drinking.
Somebody. And that makes me throw up.
The weird thing is it was somebody else, but Gus is a very sensitive individual, so he's going to throw up for that person.
You don't get that voice not drinking.
Well, I just never seen him with a bottle of water. It's usually something else at the beginning.
It could still be something else.
It's true. Oh, okay. But listen to Ken August every Sunday from 4 to 5 here at Skid Row on the weekly wrap-up. Sitting next to him, another very, very funny man, Mr. Vic Cohen, who has a new show here. Vic, that is called?
It's called Vic Cohen. I'm trying to remember it.
It's a fair question.
It's a thank you.
That is the name of your show.
Yeah, thank you.
You should listen to it. It's fun.
We've done two shows. It's been great.
It's one hour of Vic harassing people.
What's funny is that did you subscribe?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, man. You know, right before it is the hot box. So you walk in here and it is like much pot smoke.
Like pot. That's fantastic.
Can I be a guest on your show?
Yeah, Gus will show up early. All right. Also, we have Mr. Ron Swallow, who is the host of Angry Dorks podcast.
Yeah, every Monday, 6 to 7 p.m.
Nice. Very funny man. Over here, Maria Del Preti.
It's Marie. Ooh. Really? After all these years?
Did I just call you Maria?
You did.
I am out of my mind.
She's 100%.
Here's the thing. Gus was drinking.
If you were 3 minutes later, he would have called you Rawl.
She's wearing a leopard.
She's wearing an actual animal.
She's got an animal print.
I know.
I found it on the road.
It's kind of sexy.
Is there a matching thong?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I would. That's why I asked. Answer, please.
I do have one. I do have a pair of thongs like this.
Vic's thong matches.
Thongs? Not anymore.
You mean like flip-flops?
Thongs? What are they called?
Thong.
You know,
that's what I call mine.
Solid thongs.
As much as I would love to get into Marie's wardrobe, we got a lot to cover today. My last guest is Sal Rodriguez.
Thank you, Drew.
A resident Hispanic. I love that.
Thank you, Drew. I'm representing all Latinos, the entire community represented through me.
And also the co-host of Registered Ear Offenders here on Skid Row Studios.
Registered Ear Offenders is on Fridays, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on SkidRowStudios.com.
All right. Again, our phone number here. If you have questions on any subject at all, or you just want to comment on some of the news stories we're going to cover, the number here, 800-893-9562. All right, our first story, these are stories people that I feel need some advice, but we're just too stupid or lazy to ask, comes to us out of New York. Apparently, Raquel Gonzalez allegedly assaulted her boyfriend, Ezric Davis, for orgasming too quickly. As the story goes, it says the cops came not a moment too soon, unlike the other person in the story. It says Raquel Gonzalez, age 24, has been arrested for allegedly assaulting her boyfriend, 30-year-old Ezric Davis. She did this when he had an orgasm and she did not. Actually, this is not New York. Forgive me. This is Florida. It says the Florida couple were having sex Monday afternoon, and Davis told deputies that after he climaxed, Gonzalez got angry and started scratching and hitting him. Gonzalez, who the report states was uncooperative and belligerent during her arrest, was charged with felony domestic battery.
Do you guys know how much my hospital bills and insurance premiums would be if every woman assaulted me after I orgasmed too quickly?
And every guy.
And every man, woman, and child.
This is what happens when you don't do what you're supposed to do. You know what I mean? He could have gotten a Lorena Bobbitt on his ass. He's lucky he survived.
If he had a Lorena Bobbitt, it's not his ass he would have to worry about.
Let me tell you.
I think this is the problem since we started things like giving women the right to vote.
Calm it down.
They expect way too much. Whoa. They expect too much.
No, here's the thing. We have a theme in this week's show. No. The theme for this show is going to be like, what is wrong with women? Because I have a bunch
of
stories.
First of all, this woman
is going to be the theme.
Raquel,
new theme.
Listen up, Raquel. I'm going to tell you something.
Vic Cohen, people.
Vic Cohen, and I'm going to tell you something, Raquel. I'm giving you some advice. Buy a vibrator. That's what every woman has.
The rabbit.
That's why they exist. because sometimes a man will climax too soon, and also consider it a compliment.
Yeah, why should he be penalized because he's better at it than she is?
No, he doesn't have any self-control.
No, let me.
This is just another example of women wanting to take too long to get shit done.
Yes, guys do not.
Let's be simple here. You sleep with Ron Swallow, you orgasm first. Then I get mine.
That's right.
Wow.
That's
what we
do. And I can attest to that.
It's true. This guy deserves to be scratched.
No.
Get
guys
your
do not
shit together.
Ron, guys do not orgasm too quickly. Women orgasm too slowly. No, yes. That's the problem.
Here's the deal. As a man,
you foreplay first, man.
No,
take
Ron
care
is
of business.
I agree with that. Some foreplay is necessary, but here's the thing. Women, and I love women, I respect them. Sure, whatever. We'll say that on the show.
I mean, clearly this lady's crazy, but
the problem is women, like, some will complain. Like, we talked about this on the show last week. Someone will complain, like, oh, he just goes on forever, you know, gets sore. Like, women have that, like, perfect time where it's like, okay, that was not too long.
20 minutes.
But it was long enough.
20 minutes, they say.
Listen, this woman needs to find. Ladies first, always, with everything.
I'll open the door for you, but come as soon as you go through it.
This woman needs to find herself a happy medium between apparently Sal, who apparently sucks, and Ron Swallow, who apparently lies.
I want to tell you something.
I think Vic is the happy medium.
I want to say, I'm in Ron's camp.
Medium sized.
And I have excellent control over my penis. I could go days.
I'm not even talking about making them come with your dick. That's like uncommon. I'm not Superman.
Ron does it with a squirrel.
I have total control over my penis and when I can ejaculate. I can even do it without touching myself.
You can ejaculate without touching yourself.
Good thing he's sitting next to Gus over there.
You slapping it on my leg doesn't mean you're not touching yourself,
you guys. Vic is a wizard.
Vic is also the size of a rabbit.
Why would you say that? First of all, I've never had a complaint about myself.
First of all, Marie, be careful what you say, because seriously, we talked about his like chest hair. He went out. So
no, I have some boundaries.
It's a good thing.
Boundaries are a good thing.
All right.
If the penis doesn't work, he can supplement it with something else.
Well, I think the final piece of advice for this story is going to be, ladies, listen, we're all about communication. So just submit a thing that what amount of time works for you. And then we'll be able to go, all right, I can do that or I can't.
Do we have pictures of these two? Because I think they're both disgusting slobs.
Can I say this?
Since, to get Viagra.
Since I represent all Latinos everywhere, let's keep in mind this woman's last name is Gonzalez. She's a Latina. Lorena Bobbitt was her married name. She was a Latino. Men do not sleep with Latinas.
Yeah, they're crazy. Yeah.
And they get pregnant easy, I hear.
That's true.
Exactly. Do it with a Jewish woman, then the most she'll do is complain.
They should come up with a spreadsheet that the amount of violence that she commits upon him depends.
Spreadsheet.
On how much, like, you know, like it's like 5 minutes, then she's, you know, shanks him 10 minutes.
Nice.
She only punches him, you know, like.
Last word, Vic, then we're moving
thank
on.
Thank you, real quick. Being the resident Hispanic, Sal, and the fact that you have no control over your ejaculation, and you've probably been with a lot of Hispanic women who are very fertile.
Yes.
How many women have you gotten pregnant?
Two. Two. And unfortunately, because of Roe versus Wade, I don't have any kids.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Sweet.
That would have led to the next question, Sal. How many women have you pushed down a flight of stairs?
Oh,
all right,
Roe
next
Wade
story.
Interesting.
This one. Now, this is why I say the theme of the show, Marie, is you know, what's wrong with women? Because we just have a lot of these stories. Not you. You're perfect. We love you.
Thanks.
All right. This one.
Because she's unavailable. That's why. She's married.
Here's the headline. Jillian Martone, Boca Raton woman. And it could just as well be what's wrong with Florida. But. She apparently attacked a man after he refused to be her boyfriend. In what could charitably be described as a very bad first date, Jillian Martone, 35, is accused of attacking Efren Molina early Wednesday night at Molina's Boca Raton, Florida home after he allegedly refused to say he was her boyfriend. She punched Molina and threatened him with a knife after he disagreed with a comment she made about her being his girlfriend. This is the first date.
This sounds like the Jersey Shore.
Did he come already? Was that the problem? I mean, if you come before you say that it's your girlfriend, I think you're going to get your ass stabbed.
This is what's wrong with Latinas. That's what this segment is.
I think this is what's wrong with these people, this dating, because we don't know what happened before. We don't know how many dates she's been on to bring her to this point. Because my girlfriend the other day, she went on a date.
How many dates do you have to go on to be crazy?
Well,
to be on your first
date.
My
girlfriend's not crazy, but she went on a date with this Italian guy, right? He's, you know, from Italy. And
no, he was from France.
I'm Italian, but I'm not from Italy. You know, whatever. So anyway, so she goes on the date with him. He's very nice. You know, he said he just broke up with his wife, whatever, they're divorced. And so then he walks to her car. He says, can I talk to you for a minute? And so he sits in the car with her and he's like, you're so pretty. Can I kiss you? She's like, all right. He kisses her and literally she feels this hand on the back of her head and he slowly starts pushing her head towards his crotch. And then she looks down and his penis is out.
No, wow. That's a big move.
And she says to him, No. This is not.
Did she say it in Italian?
This is not going to happen. And he goes, no. Give it a minute. It'll happen.
Well, because he's Italian. That would
have and flash lights in the car because they thought that she was being attacked. Because
she kind of was
being attacked.
Yeah. He wanted to give her his linguine.
How long was this guy trying to slide her head down there that the cops show up and have flashlights?
It was like so quick. I mean, they must have been like kind of like
not sitting. A black neighborhood apparently.
No.
And what's her second date like?
It must have been Burbank.
Second date.
No, but I think the question here is.
Yeah, what is the question?
The question is, the way women think, it's like, why do you even bring that up? It's the first date. Should the word girlfriend even be entering into this?
No. What I'm saying is that maybe she has just been she's just been through the ringer. We don't know.
There's no excuse for this.
If I can point out Marie's perspective here. Perhaps despite the fact that the whole question is, here's one crazy bitch, Marie's saying perhaps it's every other guy's fault. Is that what you're bringing?
That's pretty much what I'm saying. Maybe this Italian guy went out with her before.
Sometimes this is going to lead to an all-new segment, what the fuck's wrong with Marie?
Sometimes it's true. So every once in a while, someone will freak out because it's like they've been on 15 insane dates in a row and they're like, oh,
enough
fuck.
Already.
But if you you've been on 15 case, or 20 sure. or 100 insane dates,
yeah,
and you've got in your head, okay, people are crazy. Aren't you going to want to be a little more cautious than go, okay, I just met this person. Let's call him the boyfriend.
No, it's like, absolutely wrong. The woman's a moron. And I think these two, again, you've picked a story with two disgusting people. I would love
all
to see
all my
woman,
stories have disgusting blowjob. People, Vic. You've been away for 2 weeks. Have you forgotten what we do here?
I mean, he can remember his own show. What are you talking about?
I'd love to see photos of these two because they both suffer from low self-esteem.
That's nice.
Wait, what did the guy do?
What did the guy do wrong other than get stabbed?
You can tell when a woman
not
is crazy.
Better at martial arts. And
I had a first date with a girl last night.
Got to learn how to
disarm
people.
And it was great.
People.
Okay, yeah. We had a great time. It went fantastic.
How long until you tried to push your head down into your crotch?
No, that's second date. No, I'm not a pig.
Freaking Italian women.
He's a gentleman.
Yeah. And a scholar.
And Marie, just remember, your Italian
just
friend?
Remember how you got a spot on this show, all right?
Except you weren't pushing his head. It went right down.
That's right. He was like, oh, I love coming here.
I was already coming to the studio anyway.
If I was on that date and that one-eyed monster was looking at me, that thing would get punched.
Hey, I'll punch your fucking dick.
I'll punch your eye out down there.
I will sit on the other side of the table for Marie. Good tip.
But yeah, no, the reason we had a good date is not once did she mention you're her boyfriend. Great boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
She was just like, you're fantastic. I'm like, that was the end of the sentence. That was great.
Did you guys kiss? She was 7 years old, Drew. She doesn't know a lot of words.
She didn't say she was seven. I believe she said, I'm this many.
No. Ken, Drew is dating age-appropriate women now.
Really? Does that mean over 18 now?
Yes.
You know what's weird is that four of us are single. Ron's in a relationship, and there's a predominance of...
No, kidding.
Huh?
Nothing.
Don't predominate
singledom here at this table.
Dumb? D-U-M-B?
Dumb.
No, but it's interesting to me. I mean, I don't know what that means, but...
Okay, we're going to move on to the next story. Again, Marie, these are just the stories I found. If I had found more stories about guys this week, we'd be doing it. But check this one out.
I just find it fascinating that we've never settled down. I don't know what that, we're the
ones giving
advice.
I've never done it. I hate to listen.
Is Vic hitting on Drew right now? Is that what's going on?
You can move in, Vic. All right, listen. The next story, Contessa Adams, who is an ex-stripper turned ministry leader, claims that sex with demons causes homosexuality.
Good job.
Apparently, this former stripper turned ministry leader claims she once considered becoming a lesbian and has offered up a rather unusual explanation for homosexuality. In an article, this Contessa Adams claims she was once possessed by sexual demons.
Yes.
Adams claims repeated attacks by a succubus, which is defined in the article as a female sexual demon that traditionally assaults men,
I know that.
Made her contemplate becoming a lesbian.
What's a gay succubus?
As long as he sucks, I'm happy.
Yeah, she says anybody that's been attacked by them will tell you. They're worried they could not find that pleasure with mortal people.
You know what? I once had sex with a succubus, and they came so quickly, I fucking kicked their ass.
I know.
We're going to get to this in a second. Let me finish. It says, Adam's remarks actually seem in line with a man named Gordon Klingenschmidt, a former Navy chaplain.
That's not
who claims
real.
He has repeatedly had to perform over 50 gay and lesbian exorcisms. People are recruited, people are deceived, and people make a choice, he says. And he says that he has about a 50% success rate in curing gayness via these exorcisms.
Success rate.
He says these people have a free will, a moral choice. The marketing of homosexuality has an agenda, and that is to repopulate their population by recruiting the children of heterosexuals.
Oh, Jesus.
Demon sex.
Yeah, seriously, the wrong people get stabbed.
Demon sex is some of the best sex ever, by the way. When Vic
How many times have I had to say, it's like, oh my God, that woman gives demon head. I'm so going to call her.
Yeah.
No, you don't call her.
I'm confused by the story.
Have you guys ever had a
That's
gay
because
sex
you
sex
are the little six. Demon succubus, Vic.
Anybody had gay sex here?
This is a new song by Iron Maiden. It's called Six, 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 the number of the gays.
I think I had a sexubus or a succubus in my dream the other night.
Wait, have you ever had gay sex?
I haven't had complete gay sex.
Have you had incomplete gay sex?
I've had incomplete.
She didn't
gay
have an orgasm.
Did you touch
what
a vagina?
Exactly is gay sex?
Did what exactly you touch is what is gay sex? What is incomplete?
I'm
gay
going
sex?
To draw you a picture, Vic.
Hey, Marie, what is incomplete gay sex?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Were you missing the whole?
Incomplete gay sex is like lots of kissing and groping, but not sealing the deal.
Yeah, like a 62 on it. Like, that's what the grade was.
Not licking vagina.
I couldn't do that.
Did you see her vagina?
I've seen lots of vaginas.
No. Did you come face to face with her vagina?
No.
Her vagina
No,
has
we've
a
never
face?
Made contact.
This story ended
I looked
terrible.
It eye to eye and it we scared
don't, we
me.
Don't, we don't go eye to eyes. We don't make contact.
It has
Look,
lips.
These people are terrible people. My advice is that we make sure they never have kids so that they cannot repopulate the earth with people who are retarded.
I understand. There's no
you
doubting
can say that.
That
for almost all people,
I just
Ron,
think,
that's true.
When you make that leap from ex-stripper to ministry leader.
Yeah. And then act like you're smart. Yeah, good job. Yeah,
here's the thing. You are just continuing in a long line of potentially very bad choices.
Is she making a living?
No, that's what I told my girlfriend. I told my girlfriend, listen, I came so quickly because I have sex with gay demons.
When she applied for the minister job, I would have loved to have seen her previous references. That would have been awesome.
She was like,
she had to do a 5-minute dance.
Why do all these people find God and become extremists and then have to go after gay people? I don't understand.
Like, I know. Here's the thing. She was perfectly happy having sex with women until Jesus screwed it up for everybody.
You guys know that my grandma was a lesbian until she found Jesus, right? I've told
Is
you.
Is that true?
That's 100% true.
Was she a stripper?
So wait, actually, your grandmother had a three-way with another woman and Jesus?
Technically, technically, she wasn't really a lesbian. She was still having sex with my grandpa, so she was basically just a slut.
No, she's a bisexual, right?
Yeah. My grandma was a bisexual slut who was cheating on my grandpa.
And what era was this?
This is in the '50s, at least. Wow. Maybe 60s. I don't know.
She was ahead of her time.
How did I find out? It was in a goddamn newspaper.
That's fantastic.
Some kid came up to me and was like, "Hey, was your mom a lesbian?" And I was like, "I don't know. I haven't seen her since I was 4. You want to punch me in the face?" And then the guy was like, "No, somebody named Ron Swallow. I know you're like Ron Swallow Jr. or the third, right?" I was like, "Oh yeah." And he's like, "Married to someone named Barbara." I was like, "Holy shit." It's my grandma.
That's awesome.
I just thought she was good at basketball.
Is there footage of this? Does she have
sex? You can
like
look her up.
Fast forward like old baseball clips.
So she got called out by the newspaper that she was cheating.
No, she was an article on her teaching gay people how not to be gay because she goes around the country. It's completely insane.
She was
it's
one of those gay, conundrums because, gay away people.
You know, when you have a family, you're like, you want to go hang out with your family, but then like, oh, you stand for everything I'm against.
Be honest, Ron. Don't you almost want to suck a penis just to prove her wrong?
Like,
before we move on to the next story, Vic, I just got
to
tell you,
choice,
I will
right
pay
here.
For the costume if next Halloween you will dress up as a succubus.
What was that?
I will pay for the costume if next Halloween you will dress up as a succubus.
It's the same thing, but with a
this
hat.
Would be great as a succubus.
I don't know what a succubus is. Is it like a devil?
You won't need a costume at all. I'm just kidding. You're it.
Succubus is female and incubus is the male.
That's correct.
It's one of those things that like suction on your walls in your shower.
I've lost what you're saying, but it looks hot. What are you doing with the hands?
No, that's a suction cup.
Take off your jacket, goddammit.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what's happening.
You look like Craven the Hunter for the nerds out there.
Right.
Hey, nice. Good work.
All right, remember, if you guys want to call in to Bad Advice, if you're listening live, the number here, 800-893-9562. Our next story comes to us from Russia.
Hold on, I got to see if this works more. Take off your shirt.
Yeah, that's disturbing me.
Take my bra off first.
Wow. That's all right, back to the show.
Animals.
She looks good today.
Every day.
You know what I love about what you're doing here? I love how you can see some of the like chest bone. Like
that's what she's doing.
That's just
that's
God.
A verb.
That's just chest, being
chest
bone.
Bone is verbing like, out on you. What is happening?
Lack of nutrition.
It's like chest.
Vic actually like meant cleavage.
She's this bone right here.
No, I'm talking about up here. I could see like you know like the clavicle, like almost
the clavicle. Look at you with the big words
right there. That turns me on.
Big smart.
All right, so turning me on.
Story focus, time. Kids. Focus. Sorry. All right.
Shiny ball.
Moving on to Russia. In Moscow, Russian authorities say a woman with five children kept her husband's body in their apartment for almost 3 years after his death.
Mm.
Excuse me.
She loved him.
It's a hoarder.
Prosecutors in the central Yaroslavl region said the unidentified woman, described as a devout Pentecostal Christian with a psychiatric record, was so distraught when her husband died of natural causes that she believed he was bound to resurrect. Mm-hmm. An investigation was opened after the body was found in a dumpster in a plastic bag.
Oh.
Prosecutors said that the woman kept the cadaver in bed in a room in her apartment and asked her children to talk to it and feed it.
Oh, they're fucking.
The office says two children decided to dispose of the body when the family moved to another apartment.
This brings new meaning to the term Cold War.
Which plastic garbage bin is for the body disposal?
Yeah, I like that the kids, like, the mom asked them to talk to it and feed it. It's like, what do you, it's like, man, is he a picky eater? You know?
I don't think this is actually a news story. I think this is the script for Weekend at Drago's.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this corpse.
I have to say that I love my husband, but you know when he goes, I'm you know
you're gonna put him in the dumpster right away.
No, I'm not gonna put him in the dumpster, but I'm gonna you know move on.
You're gonna move on 10 minutes before he goes.
Vic is already plotting his demise.
I do threaten him all the time. I would
never interfere with your marriage more than I do here on this show. I would say that for me, I look at this as a compliment to the guy. Like, I don't want to be buried. I don't even, I hate the thought of death.
I want to be burnt.
I would rather, no, I'd love this idea.
Like, chipper in the backyard.
I hope there's a woman who loves me so much that she wants to just keep me around forever.
Here's the problem, Vic. The kind of woman that loves you so much that will keep you around forever is the kind that will stab you if you come too quickly.
It's
that passion.
Also, her kids are totally fucked from now on.
Oh, yeah.
Feeding their dead dad?
That's not a memory
you're going to forget.
Can we assume they didn't successfully feed the dead dad?
Well,
can we make that leap?
If you try to feed the dad, it'll be like Cookie Monster where the food just falls out of the sides.
Oh, man, that's so creepy.
What do you get a dead dad for Father's Day?
What do you talk to him about? It's like, man, he is not. I'm just, you know, this is like, he's not giving back in this conversation.
I think maybe they treated him like he was in a coma or something. Like, if you talk
that's
to him,
that's not
enough,
nearly
so.
I'm imagining more of like a puppet show. Like, one of the kids is like behind him, moving his head while the other one talks to him.
That's why he's weekend to
drama. Yeah. Just jam your hand in his ass and see if you can get like, to talk.
He's like, I must break you.
I wonder if she still had sex with him.
We got time for like two more quick stories, and we got a lot of questions.
She stuck his bone in her.
This one is disturbing. This one is just ridiculous.
Oh, this one is.
Oh,
this one is.
Okay, good jump.
Erotic zoos prompt Germany to reinstate bestiality laws.
Nice.
The Daily Telegraph reports that bestiality laws have been off the books in Germany since 1969. But the new agriculture minister, Ilse Aigner, has agreed to support a law that would make it illegal for people to use animals for their own sexual activities or sexual acts of third parties.
Does this count as succubus? Does that count?
I don't think so. But it does mean you can't have sex with Marie's jacket.
I think they have a succubus.
Anymore.
The proposed law would also ban the pimping of animals to others. It says...
Apparently the reason this
law was needed was due to a recent rise of erotic zoos where people can visit to abuse animals ranging from llamas to goats. The proposed legislation has, quote, ruffled the feathers of zoophilia advocates such as Michael Kjok, who told the German newspaper that mere mortals have no place in law. Now, the group Veterans Against Zoophilia told the magazine that thousands of Germans exchange information online about sex with animals and that some farms rent out animals for sexual exploitation.
Really?
The new law would ban these so-called animal brothels and also make it illegal to train animals for sex with humans.
You know what? Germany's People magazine just announced sexiest goat alive.
Here's my biggest problem with this is that when I don't do it often, but when I do go to one of these sex zoos, I'm looking for a range bigger than a llama to a goat. That's not that big of a range.
Yeah, where's the grizzly bear?
That's what I'm saying. Where's the danger?
Well, I guess if you don't want your dick chopped off.
I'm gonna
That's like rough sex
like
with animals.
I'm just curious, who here has had
gruff?
Who here has had an experience with an animal?
I once let my
Vic, is this where you're gonna come with everyone's done it?
Who hasn't? Right?
A hairy question.
A hairy woman, does that count? That's no animal.
No, I'm serious.
Cat,
I mean,
like,
be honest.
To lick my face, you know, my neck.
I like how the pause. Yeah. Like, no. Does what?
My face and my neck.
No,
I mean,
every woman.
Licking your neck. Licking your neck is erotic.
That's
every woman. Every woman has had a dog lick peanut butter off her vagina.
Everyone?
Really? I would let my dog do that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Seriously, my mom called the show last week, Vic, and I'm. Yeah. If you would run that question by her.
When you were a little girl, be honest.
I didn't have a dog. We had we had a fish. If I had that goldfish.
Why in the world did
fishes eat peanut butter?
Why are you putting peanut butter in your vagina for a fish? That doesn't even make sense.
Just so we're clear.
My point is that why did we assume that these animals think it's abusive? Maybe these animals like it.
You know what? I've seen those videos
maybe they
from
like some
from,
deep dicking from humans.
No, I've seen the videos from Norway and all that of the Saint Bernards having sex with the women, and the dogs fucking love it.
No, let me tell you something. This is what I put out on Twitter. I really miss the days when the weirdest things that Germans did was like be Nazis. Every nation has their things. Like, you know, the Italians are like very forward with their, you know, sex and love. No, Germans are freaking nuts.
Yeah, they're insane.
I'll say it right now. There are two kinds of people in this world. There are Germans and people that are not Nazis. Okay. And these people do all the crazies, like the Scheiser videos. Yeah.
What are those? Scheiser videos?
Do you know what Scheiser means?
Scheiser means shit, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two girls in a cup. That's a German thing.
You really want me to?
I can't wait for a sequel.
Usually it's a girl shits in a dude's mouth.
Ew.
And it's like a sexual thing, and he'll like be jerking it or something.
It's a German thing.
They do it, yeah.
Does he eat it or spit it out?
He kind of, a little bit of both.
If you are a German listener, call us now at 800-893-9562 and tell us the weirdest thing you've done.
I think this is why St. Bernards, by the way, always have that barrel with the whiskey so they can get someone shit-faced before they have sex.
I think it's out of shame of the Holocaust that they're trying to, they're just so, feel so bad they're willing to do anything.
why must the animals suffer? Why? Okay.
I have a lot of poop in my house for my kid. I could save for. Well, my husband's German, but he's never made an attempt to have any of that poop in his head.
He's never asked.
So I do have one question. Do they pimp slap goats?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because you said there were pimps. There, you can't pimp them out anymore.
I know.
Well, when they say they slap a bitch, that means a female dog.
You see at the front of the zoo, there's a big bear with a hat, with a fedora, and feathers sticking out of it.
I am really. Sexually, I am fucked up. I will admit that.
Right now.
You are not surprising anyone here now, Vic.
Especially like I have fantasies and sexual shit that I don't even want to talk about.
About animals?
But I've never had it about an animal. I am so grateful for these
people.
Dead people.
Exactly.
Wait, Vic, Vic is telling
us? Animals too.
Yes. If we're legal, I would fuck a dead person.
Really?
And
this
if legal,
is, this
we're
legal.
This is a monumental moment here on the show. We have found something Vic has not done.
But what if they had,
unless we go back to that peanut butter and dog licking thing.
No, I've never. I don't.
If it were legal, I like that.
He doesn't like peanut butter.
I just don't like poodles.
I just like dogs and cats too much to do that.
We had poodles.
Everyone who knows me knows I like animals more than people.
And Parker is a beautiful dog.
Parker is a beautiful dog. I spoon with Parker.
Yes.
But that's as far as it's going.
Yes, but when she's upside down, that goes from spooning to 69. By the way, you understand,
when you wake
right?
up in the morning, you can't control that thing. Maybe that spoon went into like a little fork.
Spooning is how Sal got two girls pregnant.
That is. Right, when Mexicans spoon, it's pregnant right away.
All right,
yeah,
well,
you guys.
We're going to save this story for next week because it's just wrong.
The problem is that the penis of a dog is so disgusting.
Well, I saw Drew Lane in bed. I saw that, quote, spooning, and I thought Parker was putting lipstick on him. Turns out not so much.
I can't stand that dog
is this
penis.
Thing on? Sorry.
I know, it looks like it's on fire, and it's really slimy.
It's angry.
It's so disgusting.
You know why it's angry? Because people are trying to touch it.
Just like,
be honest, would you blow one for $10 million?
Oh, my God.
No.
I would.
For $10 million?
Yeah, I can take the million out. He'd do it for $10.
For $10 million, I will hire you for $1 million to do it for me.
I would let that dog fuck me up the ass for $10 million.
All right, it's a family show.
Welcome to What Vic Would Do for Money.
What wouldn't he do for money?
$10 million.
What wouldn't he do for money?
$10 million. I would let my dog do Vic.
That needs to fix my butt. I don't have a problem with that.
I'd let a fucking dog.
Well, I assume if a dog fucks it, it's not going to do well afterwards.
No, they're not that big.
I would let the biggest dog that's ever lived fuck my ass for $10 million.
I would like Marmaduke.
I would like to hear Ron's conversation.
Seriously, we used to do these conversations like in junior high. Is that what this is going to come down to? We're moving on to questions.
Isn't that Clifford the Red Dog, though?
Big what?
Clifford the Red Dog.
For $10 bucks?
Zick would do Cujo, all right? Moving on. We have questions. This is the question segment of the show. Again, you can submit your questions online to our Facebook page. You can do it through Twitter at Drew's Bad Advice or call in 800-893-9562. Right now, our first question. This is disturbing.
This is disturbing.
It may be more disturbing than Vic having sex with an animal, but Benny in Fresno wrote,
money.
I've been dating this girl for 4 months and I just found out that her parents were first cousins. Should I be concerned?
Oh my, that is disgusting. They live in Fresno?
That's the disturbing part of the story.
Have you ever been to Fresno?
I have.
Oh, it's horrible.
That they're first cousins and that's disgusting?
Everyone is first cousins in Fresno.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, you can have a Down syndrome baby if you get too close.
You can have a bunch of problems with kids. The other thing is, this is actually, and this is something weird that happened to me the other day. I was looking at this random girl in the mall, super hot. Man, that girl's fucking hot. And then I realized, looks exactly like my first cousin.
So does that mean you couldn't fuck her if she looks like your cousin?
No, I mean, she said no.
That's also creepy because I apparently think my cousin's hot.
Wow.
I hope she's not listening.
Cousin, I don't think it's a big deal. That's
my
normal.
My cousin Anthony used to chase me when we were little and like want to see me naked.
What? Like a week ago?
When we were like 7. Like he would like pull down his pants and say, show me yours. And,
really?
And he always tried to kiss me even until we were like
is this
teenagers.
When you,
even until we were like 35.
Is this when you almost had sex with a cousin but didn't finish the deal?
You something. No, it is normal definitely. To want to have sex with your cousins. It's just that no means no. I mean, it's let's be honest. Everyone here has probably had a cute cousin that they want to make love to. It's not a big deal.
I did. Kirk did.
It's not to make love to. It's hate fuck.
Look, let's face it. The only reason why people think you can't fuck your cousin is because the Book of Leviticus says so.
No, I don't think that's it.
It is.
I believe it's the AMA that I'm following.
It's from the Bible. That's what it's from.
It's also genetics.
You're not supposed to do it. It creates bad babies.
Well, you guys are talking about procreation. I'm talking about fucking.
Let's say no sex. Just no intercourse.
Vic, have you ever had
I let a first cousin blow me.
Have you ever had the problem of deciding between a dog and your cousin?
No, I didn't say I have. I said I would if I had one that
what Cousin Anthony was hoping, but it didn't.
As long as they're consenting.
All right, but back to Benny. Before we move on, Benny, here's my advice.
So no,
I've been to Fresno. There's only like 3 or 4 good-looking women in Fresno. If your cousin is one of them, go for it.
Yeah, make it happen, dude.
Yeah. All right, next question.
Just wear a condom.
This one comes from Dina in Amarillo. Dina says, I just found out my friend is cheating on her boyfriend. He's a good guy and doesn't deserve that. Should I tell him?
Yes, and then start dating him.
Yeah, is it their cousin?
Perhaps there's a way that she can subtly say, you're a whore and you're cheating on your boyfriend and I was going to sleep with him and I thought you'd be fine with that because you're apparently a whore.
I think he's kind of onto something. I don't think you should tell him because then you'll be the bad guy. I think you should find out where this deed is being done and let's say, hey, you want to go meet me at Motel 6? I'm having a baby shower. And just...
that's a fancy baby shower.
Nice.
And then
or there's a party or whatever. Yeah, good idea.
He busts in and finds them.
Stay out of
Bam.
It.
Stay out of
just
it.
Just stay out of it. Let them fuck.
Yeah, well, if they're having sex in a Motel 6, you might want to just let them go.
If it's your cousin, it's not cheating.
Or the Chicano Lodge.
All right. Well, there you go, Dean.
Yeah, we covered that.
Okay.
We helped them.
This one comes from Marina. And I think Marina might have been knowing what somebody on the panel. It says, my boyfriend has a medical marijuana card and he uses this stuff at least 3 times a day. Is he addicted?
Okay, I'll take this one. What's his person's name? I'll pull a Vicky. What's his person's
Marina.
Name? Marina. Marina, don't judge me, you bitch. There is a good chance that this guy is smoking 3 times a day because you keep nagging him. Or... he has a problem.
Yeah, it could be that.
Wait, he has a car, but is he smoking 3 times a day or going to the dispensary?
Well,
no, I think he's just smoking 3 times a day.
He's
going to the dispensary 3 times a day?
He forgets. I forgot a lollipop.
3 times a day? Whatever.
Yeah, just get a larger cart.
My girlfriend smokes like 7 times a day.
Marina?
Yeah, she's high all the time.
Marina, this is Vic. First of all, I love your name. It's beautiful.
Judgmental and bitch.
I love your name because it reminds me of, you sound wet, like a marina. And I like that.
Really? She sounds moist as she's asking you a question about her boyfriend getting
high. Get to your goddamn point.
And I would say that you're dealing with a guy who's like a drug addict. Just fucking dump him.
Vic, shut the fuck up.
If you're having a problem.
We are an even split amongst pot smokers and not pot smokers on the panel.
What a little succubus douche sitting over here to my right. What is going on?
I love the way he said drug addict. He said drug addict. Yeah, like, it was like, he doesn't speak English. Drug addict.
Yeah, he's passing judgment. He's passing judgment. He's fucked a dog. His cousin.
He'll do a dead person.
And he wants to do a dead person. Don't forget that.
I love drug addicts. Some of my
best. Dude, I am cutting you off. I am cutting you off. No more sex for you, succubus.
Succubus.
Three times a day, is you don't think that's a problem?
No, my advice.
Three times a day? I have trouble getting Gus into the car before he gets high 3 times.
Well, that's because he doesn't let us smoke in the car. There's no smoking section in there.
But you're not going to a place three times a day to buy pot.
No, he's just a stupid shopper if that's the case. Buy more, go home. Well, why are you moving?
It sounds like the guy's got a real addiction. Yeah. Like, no.
The last bit of advice here is, Marina, seriously, just grow some at home. Then you won't have to go to the store.
You are a wise man.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next one.
Marina's this life one, is so much better right now.
I just like his name.
You hate me.
Owen.
A little bit.
Owen in Duluth. Wrote in to the site. Owen says, I've been dating a girl for a few months and we've been having sex for almost 2 months now.
Nice.
The thing is, she never takes her shirt off even during sex.
What?
She has great tits and she has no problem with me touching her, but she won't tell me why she won't take it off. What could be the reason?
Well, C-section.
You know what? She's probably not like Marie and has nice clavicles. That's probably why.
She's a guy.
She's a guy?
I did learn clavicle porn.
Maybe she takes her pants off.
How's that make
maybe
any sense?
Maybe they hang low
she
and
could,
she doesn't
could be
want
prostate. Maybe she
would have to keep her pants on then, too.
If she has the bra on and if she takes it off, then maybe they're by her ankles or
maybe
something.
Maybe she's got the bra on because they sag.
National Geographic titties is what you're saying?
Yeah, you don't know.
They have flies around them? Is that what you're saying? Flies around the nipples?
Maybe they look like scrolls and they're just rolled up in there.
Maybe.
Okay, look. I once dated a girl and she confessed to me before we ever had sex. She confessed to me and she was crying. She had, she confessed.
Please put the gun away, Sal.
No, hang on. She had inverted nipples.
I know a girl that does that.
Her nipples went in and she was so ashamed about it.
Really? Yeah, when she got very excited, she was scared they were going to puncture her heart.
Now, what? If you dropped like a penny in there, does it start circling around the nipple?
It's like her nipples were like black holes. They just absorb everything.
What is it, like a turkey baster?
What's the big deal there? I could give a fuck less about that. That's great. Whatever.
Was it weird looking?
Are they still titties?
Did it look like you put your finger in there? And just kind of like boop.
They look like her
they
nipples
like
her nipples were innies instead of
like
crinkle pennies.
Like
nice.
Little what?
A friend of mine has like three nipples on one.
Are you kidding me, man? I'd put peanut butter M&M's right in there.
And you know what? She's in a sex
and
zoo.
Suck them out.
Is she on Facebook, Marie?
She is on Facebook.
What's her name?
Three Nipple Mary is what they call her.
Friend me over at Trinip.
More
tell you something. There
more
is something
out
about
this.
Are you kidding me? This is great.
But one's like so tiny. She showed me like there's one that's like regular size, then one that's like probably the size of a dime.
I want your friends.
Yeah, she's strangest group of friends ever.
And then one's the size like literally of a pimple or something. It's just really weird.
She could handle a succubus.
She could.
In my head, it was much better looking than that.
I'm with Vic.
Does she take off her shirt? Or does she want to cover the tri-nips?
Well, she's married, so I guess like he likes
this
it.
This is bullshit, married. Talk about girls who are married.
She's a great sorority, the tri-nips, by the way, for the record.
So I don't know. The question is, what should he do?
Well, no, he wants to know, like, what could possibly be the reason?
She's got ugly breasts.
She's got ugly boobies.
Or maybe she has ugly breasts, or maybe she's a monkey.
Or maybe...
maybe that's a good point.
Maybe she's a robot.
You think she's hairy?
Actually,
maybe
that's a great point.
Kirk is saying maybe she's got like a very hairy body.
Yeah, but if he can feel that, you'd be maybe
he says
like
she lets him touch her. Now, the thing is, you mentioned the girl that, what happened with your story? Inverted nipples. I knew a girl who, like, she was very uncomfortable if you made eye contact during sex.
With her nipples?
No, at all. So she was totally like into having sex, but only doggy style because she's intimacy like, don't look at me.
You know she thinks you were disgustingly ugly. You know
well, that could have been it.
Yeah, that was just about her.
What she meant was she didn't want to look at you.
Yes. It's hard to imagine you're good looking if I can see you.
I feel a little hurt right now. I do. I feel hurt.
This could be it. I had an ex-boyfriend that like literally like I couldn't touch his belly button or look at it or put my finger in it at all.
And I love you so much right now.
The more he told me I couldn't, the more I wanted to, I tried. And it would give him anxiety. And like sometimes I would look at it.
I'm like, you cannot suck my dick. That's what I do.
You're upsetting Vic.
You made a good point though about something about hair. Because I dated a girl who had hairy nipples. Yeah. And I walked in on her when she was braiding. I didn't know women have this problem.
She's braiding her tits.
She was plucking her nipple hairs. And it really
just. You must have totally gotten turned on
by
now.
Were you getting nippy long stocking?
No, did you really just come with nippy long stocking?
I've been waiting 13 years for that joke. Finally, the reason.
I think, I think that's the first pun I've ever liked.
Vic, when that woman gets old, she's going to need toupee for her nipples.
Unless she's Orthodox Jewish
nipples. She turned me off, but I still made love to her.
I saw a girl with a shitload of chest hair one time. And she didn't give a fuck. And she was wearing like a scoop thing. It's like,
Rod, how did the hair sound?
It was like,
and then there was another sound. All right, next question.
Did he talk about if he's seen her vagina?
Well, he didn't mention it.
Because he's having sex. It could be a guy. His dick in her.
No, he says that it's only her shirt. The pants come off.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. She could be covering something up, or maybe she's just doing it to mess with you.
Or maybe she just has severe anxiety like my ex who just, I couldn't even look at the belly button.
Intimacy issues, that's all.
And now you just fucking party on with your husband's belly button now.
I stick shit in there. I'm just like, I put all this contents in my purse. And
all right, this next one is a great one. This Janice sent us this question. Says, dear Bed Advice, love the show. I've always had a pirate fetish. Okay. I got my boyfriend to wear an eye patch during sex and it was great. The problem is, he got so into it that now he likes to wear it a lot of the time, even when we go out. I feel like I created a monster slash pirate. What do I do now?
Well, I think that's hot.
You know what? The worst part is he tried to finger bang her with a Captain Hook.
With a Captain Hook? What kind of hook is that?
With a Captain Hook fucking hook.
Yeah. You know what you should do? You should chop off his arm and put one of those things on and see how he likes it then.
What if he doesn't like it?
That could be the end of a relationship.
Really being a pirate.
You gotta pay
I know you have no arm, but do arg a lot. That'll balance it out nicely. It's a good deal.
Nippy Longstocking's dad was a pirate.
I think she plays the game back. She starts wearing an eye patch. Maybe gets a fake peg leg.
And then they both bump into each other because neither one has
first of all, then no one in that relationship can drive.
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah.
Janice, I want to congratulate you. You have a lovely, spicy sex life.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
And I think it's great. And I think you should buy him a parrot. And you should encourage him.
A cadaver parrot.
And explore. There's some other role
plays. Sort of make you wonder. It's like, you're scared to tell him the next thing you like.
Also, get him a pirate ship.
A pirate ship would be cool.
And then you guys can make sweet, sweet love on top of the mermaid that is the mast.
You know what? Get him to do real things like a parrot does, like steal shit. Yeah.
You know what? This woman's hot. She refers to anal sex as walking the plank. I understand. My first bad advice, applause break.
Nice. Well, you like it.
That with all Hispanics, though. That's not just for you.
That was only for Latinos.
That was wordplay, so I can forgive that.
I know
that
Hispanics like corn, but please.
Marie, do you ever role play with your hubby?
Uh-huh.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What do you play?
I like to play different characters. Like, I really love this white trash chick I got, Bobby Sue. And
stop masturbating, Vic. Continue, please.
You know how Vic said he could get off without touching himself?
It's like, this studio needs a splash guard for the record. Go ahead.
I can make myself.
Yeah, no, we know.
All righty.
Okay, move on.
What?
Move on.
No, I don't think any of us can.
Do you go as far as like he picks you up at a bar, like that kind of role playing?
We've done that once in a bar where we acted like we didn't know each other. And then, you know.
That's fun.
If I could be married to you, I would consider marriage.
Do you have a cheerleading outfit?
I do have a Catholic girl uniform.
Oh, you should completely wear that.
Vic is like, damn.
Whatever. My girlfriend's got a storage unit for costumes.
Oh, yeah.
I know. We've talked about that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's the best part about it.
I've seen Ron's girlfriend on Facebook. She does have every fucking costume. And every time I see her in a costume, I hate to say it, I imagine Ron's probably fucked her in that costume.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, and Ron's worn it too.
You think of interesting things.
Seriously, though, do you have to wash the costumes?
Well, yeah, most of the time. Okay. I mean,
why don't you wash a costume?
I used to role play.
He's doing it while she's in it?
I mean, you wash it and like while he's what?
Afterwards.
Are you? Am I not speaking English?
How are they having sex?
Apparently, when you do that stupid white trash girl, it sticks.
She's just like the pirate. It's not
the guy. We don't wash our clothes. What the fuck?
It's like for a week after she does the role playing with her husband, her husband's like, Marie, snap back. All right.
So then, my advice for that guy is it's apparently not his fault. You start playing the role, and look, it sticks.
It stays. It's not just you, it's everybody.
I guess, say, like, I love role playing so much that one time I don't know if I shared this here, but a girlfriend told me, she said, can we just do it once where I'm me?
Since this guy gets so into different role plays, she should make a role play where he's a millionaire.
Nice. Make it sick. Well done, Ron. Next one. This one, Sal, you may want to take this one because it's one of your peeps.
Oh, boy.
I'm assuming it's one of your peeps because it's either Jesus or Jesus, and I don't think Jesus sent in a question. Check out the question.
It's about Down syndrome?
Jesus wrote, my girlfriend likes to have sex during her period. I think it's disgusting. Is it weird for me to have a problem with it if she doesn't?
Yes, done. Let's move on.
Well, you know what? No. You know what, you guys? Okay, they are obviously Latino. Where do you guys think sangria came from?
Disgusting.
Man. I'll still have some, but no.
Are
you okay during that or no?
I mean, for me, I mean, it's a bloodbath.
It's a massacre.
It's a massacre.
When I lived with a girlfriend, we had a solution. I her another place to live for
if
that.
You put down like plastic, like a serial killer, like Dexter.
No, I love it. I've shared this. I'll say it again. I love everything that comes out of the vagina, blood, wet, anything.
Fucking and, cottage and cheese
guy before I'm me. Sick.
Playing the role of a tampon.
I don't mind it. I like it. You know, I don't mind if it looks like a crime scene, like a murder scene. You know, there can be blood everywhere.
Jerry Orbach comes walking in and goes, I think we can figure this out.
My friend Andy Sell has a good joke about, like, that's the only time that I can feel like I'm, like, pulling a sword out of a dead victim.
Oh my God.
It's the only time I feel like a powerful warrior.
The only way I'm doing that, if it really was written by Jesus and he turns blood to wine, because then I'm like, fine.
But, hey, I'm not going to go down on a girl during that time, but I will gladly have sex with a girl if she wants to have. Anytime she wants to have sex, I'm going to have sex with her.
Does David Caruso come in and take his glasses off and goes, look like this person's been gashed?
Vic will only go down on a woman if there's yellow tape around the pussy.
All right, moving on. Next question.
Oh, by the way, there's a way to go down on a woman where you don't get your face all messy.
And I know where the clit is.
Ask Ron Swallow to do it?
You just focus on the clitoris. Yeah. You know, you don't have to go deep.
On a banana. It was all over the top of your head.
It took him 3 weeks to wash that off, by the way.
All right. Next question. This one's from Paul. It doesn't say where Paul's from. It says, my girlfriend is kind of stupid. She's good looking and very sweet, but it's embarrassing when she talks to people. What can I do?
You can divorce Victoria Jackson if you want. You can do that.
Look, you guys, I have a lot of experience with this.
What
did you say? What?
I'm just kidding. I don't have any experience.
Ron says he has experience.
No, I would buy her a muzzle. Just shut her up.
Is that what your husband does?
So you want to role play and
kiss the table?
Marie's like, let's role play. You're an overly aggressive dog at the ASPCA.
Roll with everything she does.
Here's the role play.
Anytime she says something kind of stupid, just roll with it.
That's better than going, oh my God, you were so stupid.
Says there's 56 weeks in a year, you go, yeah, baby, there's 56 weeks for me to love
you. I'm not that tolerant.
This reminds me of an episode of The Jersey Shore recently. The situation's girlfriend, he made
the
her
situation?
I love when you...
If you ever say that again, I will smack you.
Air quotes around a word that doesn't exist. That's nice.
Anyway, his girlfriend, he made her his girlfriend, and then all of a sudden, like, she was just like, you know, his...
Squeeze.
Yeah, what do you call it?
Tomato? Chicky bangs?
His tomato. Yeah.
Vagina?
No, you know when you do, like, you...
booty call.
Your booty call.
There you go.
And then he made his girlfriend, and then she started, once she got the confidence, she started saying really stupid things, and he made it on
She needed confidence to say stupid things?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, you mean...
She didn't talk before. He didn't even know anything about her.
Yeah. Somebody was stupider than him?
Yeah, there is other
is stupider
people
a word?
I'm surprised to hear Ron
some of these
stupider
people. Yes, it is.
There's people that are more stupid.
Yes.
I don't know. What's this guy's name?
He does.
Paul.
Paul, if you look, dump the bitch.
Yeah.
Vic, dump the bitch.
That's what you're going to
Wow, that's an edited you're
Vic is harsh
Why
today.
Why did you get angry at that one?
Okay, because he's like, you know, if you're going to be, if you want to be, you know what she is.
You
she's
make your compromise. You either move on or you go, I'm with a very, very nice, unintelligent person.
I mean, Vic, you were saying before, there's a lot of single people on the thing. So maybe the choices were not, you know, he didn't have that
maybe
much to
choose. Maybe he's disgusting.
No. I want you guys to know.
Smells like a sausage.
I want you guys to know I've dated and slept with a lot of highly intelligent women.
Here's nobody the problem. Believes that. Here's the problem with intelligent women. They talk a lot. And for some people, that's
no.
All, I'm looking right at Marie.
Let's be clear.
Marie's really smart. And
all
we talk
through
about
history, yeah. Women have talked a lot. It doesn't matter if they're smart or not.
They talk a lot. It's just what you hear that changes.
The Bible, according to Mark Twain?
No.
He writes a thing, and then, you know, and he was in the 1800s when he was writing, right? Okay. He writes a thing on Adam and Eve, right? And it's their diaries. Adam's diary is like, I ate food, I hung out. I picked some lettuce, and that's like his diary is like five sentences, and Eve's every single entry is like 45 pages, and the point of that is even in the 1800s,
like, oh my God,
they could make a joke about women talking incessantly,
mm-hmm. like your husband
so
Marie.
All women do that; it's normal.
Your husband, I'm guessing. And I apologize. This is going to sound rude.
He's
a little.
Listening,
he must tune you out a lot. And
well,
I mean that
no,
with all.
No, because I'm funny. At least I say things that are amusing.
Yeah, is that what he tells you?
You do. You're very verbal.
He does tune me out. You know what I do? I get aggressive.
See, I
no
know that.
No shit.
Stab a some bitch.
My ex-wife was a genius.
You know how I get him to pay attention? It's called a shank.
We made it 57 minutes before Marie actually physically threatened a relative. That's
no, but the good thing about Marie is she understands that she's intolerable.
But you want to
hey, when did I become intolerable?
You want to know what you missed?
Ever since you won't let him fuck you.
Smart
that's
women
you
talk
mean.
A lot. It's that smart women are mean as shit.
Well,
and if
yeah,
they're smarter than you, yeah, then they're going to say meaner things to you than you can say to them.
Well,
can this guy just say to the woman,
men, so.
Can he just, every time she says something, can you just go, oh, I used to think that. Can you do something like that?
You know, hard to get it perfect.
What's that game, Slugbug? You know, it's like if you see a certain kind of car, you punch him. And just go, every time she says something stupid, punch her. She'll get over it.
Punch her in the snot locker.
That was the Chris Brown technique. They tried that.
All right, next question.
Okay.
This one says, my girlfriend recently shaved off her eyebrows, then penciled in new ones.
Oh,
it looks really
people,
weird,
Sal.
But she thinks it looks great. Am
Sal?
I the only one that thinks that's nuts?
It's
Stuart
nuts.
And Red
it's
not
Hispanic.
Okay, this is for the Latino.
Is that really a Latina thing?
Yes, it is. They shave off their eyebrows and then they draw them on again. Sometimes they draw them upward, which gives them a constant state of surprise.
Yeah, that's what I think.
That's like clown makeup.
What did I do? Stop looking at me like that.
It's
can
laziness.
You do that?
It comes back to haunt you, though, because girls, that shit don't grow back after a while. You're going to have these like little, like, you know, what are they called?
Stray
the
hairs.
Also, let's be clear. The only person who's going to date you is also going to shank you.
I once dated a girl. She shaved her eyebrows so much they didn't grow back. I had to get her two little merkins to put on there.
See, I think what you should do is, like, while she's sleeping, very carefully shave her crotch and then
draw an
eyebrows down there. So that way it, like, makes
or
a little
just
face.
Just draw a triangle down there.
Yeah. I don't know. I have nothing to say.
You don't care. As long as you can sleep with it, you don't care.
No.
No, Vic wouldn't sleep with someone who has fake eyebrows drawn on her face.
That's what he draws.
Yes, he would.
Actually.
Yeah, you would.
All right, well, we got time for one more quick question. Then I wanted, before we get into this last question, for any of our listeners and all the panel, we get to celebrate a little bit. We have good news. Starting next week, we are going to be aired weekly on Sirius Radio. Channels 165 to 169.
How are you spelling Sirius? 165 to 169.
165 to 169, baby. That's right. We're going to be live. Now, we're going to be live here at Skid Row Studios. So they're going to be playing rebroadcast. So you won't be able to call in during that show. So you're still going to have to do that here at Skid Row. But again, make sure you subscribe at the iTunes store. You can do stuff here.
It's
we have
free,
a minute, so we're just going to do this question really, really quickly.
Wait, just for clarification, what do you mean four channels? 165.
160. They're going to be airing it at different times of day on all the different
on
channels.
All the okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So, you know, it's going to be new to us. Actually, we're not going to have time for another question. So we're just going to go around.
Vic.
Sal Rodriguez is here, host of Registered Ear Offenders here on Skid Row. We've got Marie Del Preti, who on Nick at Night.
Yeah, Nick Mom's Night Out. And follow me on Twitter at Marie Del Preti.
Nice. Ron Swallow.
Yeah, I've got Angry Dorks on Monday from 6 to 7. And I have a show at Flappers January 6th with Eddie Pepitone headlining.
Nice.
Cool.
Vic Cohen.
I am, please tune in on Tuesday nights for It's a Fair Question, a new show here on Skid Row. And Sunday, December 9th, I will be at the Comedy Store on the main stage.
Excellent. And then we have Kenneth August, host of the Weekly Wrap-Up.
4 o'clock on Sundays. I'm just going to start drinking and stay here till tomorrow.
All right. Listen, I will be a guest on Love Bites tomorrow, so you can hear me talk about my history and born and all sorts of bizarre things.
You will be fisting.
We will see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Good night.
Bye. You're so going to play with your ass tomorrow.
I know. You're pretty funny.